Mr. Gumbo, if you were advising Amai Mujuru, would you advise her to attend this Congress?
Well, it's not up to me to advise her one way or the other. It is up to her to take up the matter in her own hands. It's up to her to decide what she wants to do, not to be influenced by other people.
But there are all these threats against her and her backers, and there are even some who are threatening to physically remove her from the VIP stand should she attend. And the president is conspicuous by his failure to comment on the developments. Is she safe?
Well, I would say she's safe or not, but it's up to the party. It's up to the leadership. It's up to President Mugabe to decide what he wants to do with her, whether he wants her to be threatened and pushed out. As people say, it's up to him. Well, we want to wait and see what happens. But obviously, it's one of those undemocratic processes where the vice president of the country can be threatened by youth and raided crowds. It's one of those tragic things that have fallen in Zimbabwe. But look, that is the situation that exists today in Zimbabwe.
Addressing war veterans today, President Mugabe described Amai Mujuru as too simplistic to lead because she did not attend the Politburo meeting. Are you surprised by these comments?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the first time that those statements have been made. I wasn't aware that he addressed war veterans today. But whatever he said, he's the leader of the party, he's the president of the country. So it's not up to me to comment one way or the other.
Now, have there been any attempts, Mr. Gumbo, to talk to President Robert Mugabe about the goings-on, seeing that it appears only one alleged faction is being targeted here?
Yeah? Oh, well, I don't know whether there are any people who have spoken to him, but the reality of the matter is that that is the style that is emerged. I've never in my whole entire life thought a thing of this nature would happen, where the head of state would take a position to support one faction and not to be conciliatory, to be someone who brings all the people together. So I really don't know. I really can't be bothered, because I've made my position clear on what is happening.
You are one of those who are being accused of promoting this factionalism in the party, hence your suspension. And also there's this talk that there was a plot to assassinate Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on this?
Well, I've never been involved in any plot to undermine the authority of the president, to undermine the party. I've always been a strong party supporter. I've spent over 50 years of my life trying to build and maintain the party. So I can't be found at the last meeting plotting to oust the president or assassinate the president. That is a strategy for those who want to undermine the party, to destroy the party. And the party president today, it's all in shambles. You know, the warnings that we made about the party being destroyed from within, you know, are coming into light now. Everyone can see for himself that the party has totally lost direction.
What are the chances that those who have been ousted will form their own party?
I don't think so. I think we are all ZANU-PF supporters. And if for some of us, we think we are the authentic ZANU-PF, because if you can look at the crop of people who are being pushed out, are people who have been in the struggle for over 40 years. Take my Mjuru, she went to war 1974. Take Didmus Mtasa, take Webster Shamu, take myself, take Sikramai. We have all been involved in this struggle for a long time. And I think our line is the correct line. This line, which is undemocratic, where you chase other people and replace them with officials, it's not the right thing to do, really. You know, we have to be constitutional, we have to be procedural, we have to follow, adhere to guidelines of the party. But we can't just change a constitution willy-nilly and say, you know, because and it gives you power to appoint and so on. It's not the right thing to do.
So you are against this amendment to allow the party president to appoint his deputies
totally,
and the chairperson?
Totally against this kind of thing. It's undemocratic. It completely negates the values of ZANU-PF. We have party which was formed, and our aims and objective right from the beginning was to form a democratic party, and the practices that we have had for years and years, decades. It's democratic even when we out in the liberation struggle. We used to have biannual conferences in Zambia where people elected their representatives. Nowhere have we ever seen someone appointing people to certain positions. It's unheard of. It's an ZANU-PF.
Now, Mr. Gumbo, your critics are saying you had the numbers, but you were beaten on the intellectual side by your opponents. They are asking, why is it that you did not resist some of these changes if we look at the number of chairpersons who have been suspended in the provinces?
It's not just that we've beaten intellectually. It's manipulation. We are not manipulative. We are honest, straightforward supporters of the party, and we don't use undemocratic means to achieve our objectives. The difference between us is we are a fairly refined group which follows the procedures of the party and the constitution of the party. We don't get involved in the intrigues, schemes, these all sorts of shenanigans. We don't do that.
Are there any chances that we might see some people going to court here, Mr. Gumbo, judging from the fact that you are talking about some unconstitutional methods that were used to oust some members?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what is going to happen. Why don't we wait until the day comes when some of these things may occur?
If you were to meet Mr. Mugabe today, what would you tell him?
Oh, I would tell him that is what he's doing is wrong. Can't appoint people, especially people who are not elected, who don't have the support of the people. I would tell him straight in his face that that is wrong.
But how do you see the party going forward after this Congress?
Well, we wait until the Congress is over and see what they plan to do.
Would you say there's a leadership crisis in ZANU-PF?
Of course there is. Oh, I mean, don't you see it? I mean, the whole world can see that we have problems. If you are going to hear people being fired, being humiliated, being shouted down, and so on, so on, that's not leadership.
But those who have been ousted, Mr. Gumbo, is there a plan B?
Look, even if there was a plan B, do you think I would tell you?